There's a shortage of healthcare workers in California, and it's projected to get even worse. That's because the state's population will boom just as doctors and their staffs are retiring. By 2025, California will be short 4,700 primary care doctors, according to a UC San Francisco report. But as a prescription to this problem, yesterday, a coalition of schools, hospitals, and other groups unveiled the California Future Health Workforce Commission. And Anna Gorman is a reporter at Kaiser Health News. She's been writing about this and she joins us now. Welcome back to Take Two.
Thanks for having me.
So what does a worker shortage like this mean to a patient when I go to a doctor's office?
It means a lot of things. First of all, it may mean that you have to wait weeks or even months to get an appointment. Or when you go to the doctor, it may mean that your doctor has too many patients on his panel, so he may refer you to a nurse practitioner or to a physician assistant. And it could mean for people who live in rural areas in California that they have to drive a long way for care. And it's become a bigger issue in the last few years because millions of people got insured under the Affordable Care Act, and there just simply aren't enough doctors and other providers to care for them.
Such an interesting ancillary effect of that legislation, isn't it? What physicians are specifically experiencing a shortage, Anna? It's not just doctors, right?
That's right. There definitely is a shortage of primary care doctors, and you cited this new report that came out just earlier this month that there's 4,700 doctors projected to be short in California by 2025. But there's also a big gap in mental health care and provide psychiatrists, psychologists, substance abuse counselors, and there's a big shortage in specialty care, like neurologists or other ophthalmologists, other specialists that you might need to see. And it's especially an issue for people on Medicaid. So that's the program in California for low-income people. And for them, for doctors, a lot of doctors just don't take Medicaid because the reimbursement, their pay just isn't enough.
Yeah, we've heard from a lot of healthcare providers saying that the Medi-Cal, it just doesn't pay them enough, and it's a big problem for legislators in Sacramento to deal with. So these problems led to the development of this commission. Anna, who's on it and how does it work?
Right. So there are 24 people on it. There's leaders from health, from education, medical schools, union labor workers, businesses, and it's headed by the University of California president, Janet Napolitano, and the CEO of Dignity Health, which is a huge healthcare provider, Lloyd Dean. And there's also people from insurance plans as well. And the plan is that they are going to meet over the next year, starting in September, and they're going to come up with research and recommendations as they go through the year. And in the end of 2018, they're going to create what they hope to be like a blueprint for policymakers and for the next governor. That blueprint ideally will help address the shortage of workers now and in the future.
Yeah, I'm interested in the pipeline problem. Can you talk to me about why there haven't been enough healthcare workers in the training pipeline?
Well, a lot of reasons. It's a long pipeline. It takes a long time to get through medical school. That's one of the reasons. And people just don't have the investment to the time or the money to make it through that long pipeline. Another problem is that there just isn't enough interest being garnered at the very early levels. So some high schools and colleges are trying to do that now. They're trying to get young people, especially in areas where there are bigger shortages, interested in healthcare so that they see that path forward for themselves.
In the way that we do encourage kids to go into STEM fields nowadays, there might be more of a push for the medical sector, which could be really fascinating. So one of the problems this commission hopes to address is diversity. Anna Gorman joins us now from Kaiser Health News. Diversity among healthcare workers is an issue. How bad is it? How bad is this problem?
It's a problem. It's a problem for Asians, Native Americans, African Americans. But let's just look at Latinos. They make up about 38% of the population in California. But only 7% of doctors and only 8% of nurses are Latino. And that means that the health care workforce in California just isn't representative. And it should be. I mean, people want to go to the doctors who understand their culture, who speak their language. It's really hard to follow a doctor's instructions on high blood pressure or on cholesterol management if you don't know what the doctor's saying.
Yeah, it's very shocking, the disparity between population percentage and the number of healthcare workers who are actually in that field. What areas are most affected?
Well, there's a lot of different areas in terms of actual type of medicine, but geographically, there are large swaths of California that are impacted by provider shortages and the lack of diversity. The Inland Empire in here in Southern California, the Central Valley, the southern border, a lot of the rural areas of the state. But it's a problem here in LA too. I mean, especially in South LA or Antelope Valley.
Yeah, and it just strikes me that this is such a complex problem. Anna, the commission is going to, you know, take proposals. Do we know what kind of solutions might come out of this?
It's hard to tell, but they are focusing on three big issues. They're looking at primary care doctors, which we've talked about. They're looking at the aging of the population and what sort of caregiving or what sort of staffing might be necessary for that. And they're also looking at behavioral health. And they're looking at all kinds of things, maybe using technology in a new way, or maybe speeding up the medical school curriculum. I mean, they're looking at caregivers. Are caregivers getting paid enough to help people stay in their own homes as they get older rather than go into nursing homes? And I think one other area that they're looking at is prevention. You know, what sort of staffing is necessary to help people with the factors outside of the doctor's office that impact their health? For example, housing. If you don't have stable housing, you're not going to be healthy. Or if you don't have enough access to food, that's going to really impact your health. So could that mean sending more community health workers into people's homes, for example?
I feel like you must be thinking ahead to our next segment, because we are going to talk about housing, and it's a perfect segue here. Anna Gorman joins us from Kaiser Health News. The diversity issue really strikes me, Anna, because I think, like you mentioned, it's important for people to come to the hospital and recognize and feel as though they are seeing people that represent who they are when they enter a hospital. Do we know anything more about why it's important for people to see a healthcare worker that represents their background?
There's been a lot of research on this. And yes, it is very important. I mean, the good doctors are good doctors, right? You're going to get good care. But being able to take care of yourself and being able to get good care also depends on relationships. And sometimes you're able to have a better relationship with somebody from your own culture or from your similar background. So having a more representative workforce, a more diverse provider, you know, group of doctors and nurses can help with communication. It can help with those relationships, and it can help getting doctors in places where these shortages are greatest.
Anna Gorman is a reporter at Kaiser Health News. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.